Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April 6, 2009. Food and medical supplies enter Gaza via the Rafah crossing, and the Israeli military kidnaps civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. At least 15 patients were allowed back into Gaza through the Rafah border crossing on Monday. Trucks carrying medical aid were also allowed through. Raed Fatou from the Crossings Administration told reporters that the 7 trucks had been sent by the Saudi Arabian Red Crescent Society. Also on Monday, the Israeli military allowed a total of 109 trucks loaded with food to enter Gaza. Fatou said that 20 truckloads were destined for the International Health Programme, 8 to the private sector, and 5 to Al-Ruya Vision, an international group working in Gaza. In related news, Israel announced that it will allow equipment for the power station in Gaza City into the Strip. This is the first time that Israel has allowed spare parts of this kind into Gaza since it began the siege of the coastal region in June 2006. On Monday, the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that hospitals there have run out of 61 different types of medicines and warned that, as a result, more patients' lives are at risk. Elsewhere, at least 7 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military during morning invasions which targeted a number of West Bank communities. Local sources said that troops ransacked and searched homes in Jenin, Bethlehem and Hebron. The Israeli military barred all equipment and supplies imported by the Palestinian Authority from entering Jerusalem on Monday. Hatem Abed Al-Kader, the Palestinian Authority advisor for Jerusalem affairs, told reporters that goods had been donated by the Islamic Bank and were worth several million US dollars. According to Abed, 6 Palestinian hospitals in Jerusalem, Makased, the Islamic Hospital, St. Joseph's, St. John's, the Red Crescent Hospital and the Amira Basma Clinic will all be affected by the new ban. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dave Thompson and Ghassan Banoura.